Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kids for Love Project and radio show. We're very excited, and we're right in the station today with my wonderful co-host. And this show is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston, where we reach five states just by turning the dial. And you can download, we have apps where you on our station where you can download on your smartphones and all of that. And so anyway, we're excited because, and for those that may not know what we're doing here, Kids for Love radio show is all about celebrating kids that have nonprofits or somehow they're making a difference. And I felt that it's important to highlight these kids and at the same time share their stories to empower and help other kids do the same thing, whether it's in their own neighborhood or somewhere else, to do something. And now for the Kids for Love project, that is all about teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. And that way we can start generations of kids sitting in love, holding space for love. And when they're sitting in that love, which most little ones are, then they grow up not wanting to hurt others, bullying or any of that kind of sorts. So you'll be seeing this enrichment program in after school programs and hopefully one day in the school system. And it consists of everything from energy work. And what that is we all are energy, and it's playing with our own energies through reconnective healing. And as many of you know, I'm a practitioner of that. Also teaching kids about intuition and trusting their IG, which is inner guidance, and knowing what nature is all about, hugging a tree. Trees are alive. And then a little bit of meditation. And so we're going to be doing all these things, connecting with your inner child, your little baby. The kids that I have that are doing the class so far, they have pictures of themselves when they were born, and they put them near their bed and see themselves. So they connect with that person, that special little baby. So that's all about the project, and you'll be hearing more about that as we go along. Now, I'm very excited to introduce our co-hosts today, both Jackson and Tristan Kelly. They're from West Roxbury, and they started a nonprofit in 2009 when they were just 8 and 10 years old. And they're here with their mom, and we'll talk with Heather in a little bit as well. They have raised enough funds to purchase 2,500 backpacks filled with items for school for kids that are in need all over Boston area. So welcome, Jackson, and welcome, Tristan, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and so the first thing I want to ask is, what happened in your life when you were younger that started this whole nonprofit that wanted you to give back?
Our parents have always raised us to help others who are less fortunate than we are from a very young age. And then we had been donating money to different organizations. And then we decided as a family we really wanted to do something hands-on ourselves. And then we wanted to do something that we could relate to. And we decided that backpacks and school supplies was the perfect thing because it's helping kids.
Right, that's perfect. And so, what was it about your mom and dad that do you think wanted to inspire you to do this?
I think it was just that we were able to understand, like, there were kids less fortunate than we were. And I think knowing that was what drove us to do this. And I think that's why we continue to do it.
That excites me. I'm just tingly just hearing what you have created. So how has it changed? Jackson, you answer this, and then Tristan, follow through. But how has it changed your life? How do you feel about it once you're doing this?
It definitely makes us feel really good inside to help the kids, especially when we are able to give them the backpacks and see the reactions on their faces or receiving feedback. And knowing how much of a difference it really makes in the lives of these kids.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I think that my most powerful moment for this and what keeps driving me every year was getting to hand out the backpacks to the kids and just see their thrilled expressions as they opened them up and saw everything inside and just watching as they picked out the backpack they thought was right for them.
Yeah, that's exciting. And you were speaking earlier that before the show that it may be the only item that's new that they receive.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And we want to make sure that it's something quality, something that we would take to school that we know will work for them. And so we are always making sure that we're donating good quality new things. And we're treating it as a gift. We're taking the tags off. The price tags off, but we're leaving the tags themselves on, and that, we hope, shows the kids that this is brand new and just for them.
Yes. And now for you, Jackson, where do you drop these off? Do you drop them off at different organizations, at schools? Where do you place them?
We actually do both. We drop them off at both organizations and schools. I'll give you a couple. We donate to the Department of Children and Families, the Boston Public Schools, the Italian Home for Children, the Family Services of Greater Boston, and the Home for Little Wanderers, as well as a homeless shelter in Waltham.
Yeah, very good. And for donations, you can take donations all year long. And for the kids out there, if you'd like to give a donation, even for $5, they collect the funds all year long so that when they're ready to buy those backpacks and fill them up, they're good to go. There's a couple of places that, there is one place you can get in touch. Facebook, naturally.com/backpacks. For New Beginnings. That is the name of their nonprofit started in 2009, Backpacks for New Beginnings. And then you can also get in touch with them. Oh, I should mention right on Facebook, there is a donate button. And if you'd like to mail a check, you can certainly do that as well. It's Backpacks for New Beginnings. The address is 61 Wren Street, Wren like the bird, W-R-E-N Street, West Roxbury, Mass, zip code 02132. And their email is B as in boy, P as in play, the number 4, N as in Nancy, B as in boy at AOL.com. And I want to put out to the kids out there that are listening and the parents as well, that we're having drawings for anyone that calls into the show to ask Jackson and Tristan questions. And again, their mom's here, Heather, so mothers can ask her. We have the drawings will be a 1-8-week session to attend at Buddha, like Buddha, but Beautiful Kids in Wellesley, Massachusetts. It's Beautiful Kids Yoga with Mary Kay, and she's donating an 8-week session for one, ages 7 to 11. We also have this amazing coloring book. It's not your average coloring book. It's by Barbara Evans and her daughter, who is a teacher, Charlotte Evans, and it's a book that has geometric designs for kids to color, and it's very energetic in the sense of energy healing. And then the third one, and we actually have two sets, is from MindWorks with Dr. Roxy Dalio right in Boston. And her company, MindWorks, is actually working with little ones about courage and strength. And these are two CDs, one, The Star Within, all about self-esteem, the other, From a Grain of Sand, all about happiness. Chris is our producer for the day, so when you call in, kids, he'll be talking with you. And we'll have the drawing afterwards for all the callers. The numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. And toll-free 866-338-9663. I'll give that out one more time, 866-338-9663. Now, getting back to the show, I wanted to ask Jackson first. Well, I should ask both of you. How much work is this? I mean, do you look at it as work?
No, we really don't look at it as work. We just think of it as something that we do. It's just part of our summer, and we actually enjoy doing it. I mean, it's fun to go out and shop for the school supplies and hunt for the bargains, reading all the flyers. So we actually enjoy it.
Good, good. Now, Tristan, do you have friends or your cousins helping you out?
Yes, actually, two of my very good friends from school were able to come over this year, and they helped to raise money and stuff pencil cases, which is one of the most difficult tasks. Yeah. So we were all really thankful for them.
Yes, I bet. And so do you do it, like, on every weekend? I mean, if you have all those backpacks, that must take hours.
It does, but we do it when we can. We will do a lot of it on weekends, but if we have a free night, say, during the week, we'll also spend time doing it then.
Mm. And tell me about why you chose backpacks instead of ice cream cones or shoes or something to that effect.
So for us personally, we understand it as backpacks and school supplies are really essential to have a good school year and to be excited and do well in school. And that's really the basis for what's going to happen in life, because you need to do well in school to get into a good college and get a good job. So we decided that it's something that is really a necessity for kids. And we wanted to do something for the kids who weren't getting the same opportunity as everybody else.
Right.
And I think it has to do with raising the kids' self-esteem, too. If you went in without a backpack, then you're not going to feel the same. And even though you are everyone's equal, you're not going to feel that way. So when you go in with a backpack, it's going to make you feel good about yourself. And that's really important to us.
That is a very good point, because when kids don't have even their clothes, if they're a little different, they start to feel that there's something wrong with them, and there's nothing wrong with them whatsoever.
No, not at all.
No.
I definitely think that clothes is a very big thing, but that's not what we relate to. I think that everyone's clothes are different. It might have to do with your culture or something else. So I don't think clothes really matter. I think backpacks are what is really going to make a difference.
That's beautifully said, Tristan.
Thank you.
Yes, I got the goosebumps when you said that. Yeah. And I want to mention that, you know, well, a lot of people know that I have 8 grandchildren from 2 years old up to 11. And the little ones, the two youngest ones, are 2 and 3 and have birthdays. And they were so excited about getting their own backpack. And they're not even in school yet. So that shows you, you know, how important the backpacks are.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, Heather, can you speak in? And I want to just hear from you. What happened when you started your family that really compelled you to instill this in your kids?
I think my husband and I just really wanted to have our kids understand how fortunate they were, and that there were kids out there who were in need of not just physical things, but love and feeling deserving. And so we started out doing donations to their teachers, and decided that we would make a donation in their name to a different charity. And that was a really good way for us to expose our kids to a variety of charities. So we started with Make-A-Wish when they were very little, something we thought they could relate to. And as they got older, we let them choose. So they've been to the Department of Children and Families, Shriners Burn Center, to Horizons for Homeless Children, which is a great agency. So they've done some work with homeless shelters and things like that. So we started to let them see that there were a lot of kids out there who needed support, and let them choose what was important to them. And that grew into the backpacks, mm-hmm. and how we could do something on our own. And we wanted them to be able to physically put their time into it, mm-hmm. and put their energy into it, as opposed to just having us make a donation in their name, which is great. And obviously money keeps all of these charities going. But from a kid's perspective, even if they donate $5, $10, that's terrific. But we wanted them to actually start doing. So to put their own energy and their love and that into it. And started the backpacks, reached out to some friends and family. They sent their letter in 2009 with the goal of doing 25 backpacks that summer. This summer, they were able to do 900 alone. And it's really grown. And as parents, I think we're just really proud to see how excited they are about doing it. And every summer, we start out with, do you want to do this again? Do you want to? Mm-hmm. Because you have to want to. It's a big commitment. And each summer, they say to us, yes, we want to. You know, the kids are waiting. They're depending on us. We need to do it. And that makes us really proud because now they're old enough to choose on their own if this is how they want to spend their time. And they're choosing it.
Right.
And their friends are choosing to help. And, you know, as a parent, I just hope that whether it's backpacks or something else, that they continue to always want to give back and to understand, you know, how good it makes them feel to do that.
Right. Well, you've built a foundation into them. And I'm just thrilled with you as a mom that would do this. Now, were you brought up this way? How did this all come? Or, you know, share how this became part mm-hmm. of you.
My parents are very giving and always have been very giving. I'm not sure why we've chosen to take it to the way we have. I think from my perspective, I just really feel great doing something, whatever it is, for somebody else. I'm somebody who still writes a lot of notes to people and just feels good about doing things like that. So watching my kids do it really brings me pleasure and pride. And so I think that's really why we've continued to do it year-round. You know, they volunteer with the homeless shelter, and getting to know the kids monthly has been huge and forming those bonds. And so I think people think that you're doing it for other people, but it really is the reward that we get, and that we do this as a family. Yeah. And we can come back and talk about, wasn't that great to see the smile on that child's face, or when we donated the backpacks at the homeless shelter in Waltham, to see these little kids pick their own backpack and to turn to my kids and give them a hug and say, you know, thank you. And the mom's just saying, you know, God bless you and thank you. And knowing that just makes us feel so good as parents. And I think just as a family, we have a 3-year-old daughter who the boys are teaching about mm-hmm. giving, more yeah. so, I think, than I am. She's learning from them. Uh-huh. And I think that that's really exciting to watch her. Maybe Tristan can talk about what she
yeah.
does.
Yes, she helps to stuff the backpack. She likes to do that. She's very helpful. And she's very happy when she gets to load the car. She'll carry them all the way from the house down the car, and she'll load them in herself. And it's just really great to see her helping out and becoming a part yeah, of it, too.
Yeah. How precious.
And she actually, we raised money outside of the grocery store, and she actually was out there with us by the door saying, would you like to make a donation? Her sweet little boy. So she was very happy. She raised $31. She was very excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, and I want to ask you, because as we know, in the fast world that we live in, both parents are working. Sometimes they're working more than one job. They have homes. They have mortgages. They have the kids. There's school. There's clothes to buy. There's food to shop for. And there's sports, hockey, this, that, whatever, cheerleading, all those types of things. How do you feel about the time? I mean, how do you take the time to do this?
I think that we look at it as this comes ahead of most of our activities. We think, like, this is a lot more important. Yeah, so I want to go play baseball with my friends, or we can go deliver these backpacks, or we can go hang out with the kids from at the homeless shelter with the party. So I think that we look at it as something that we like choose to do and we like to do it. So, and we really make sure that we have time in our schedule. So like we volunteer at a, so we run a birthday party at a homeless shelter.
You run month. It?
Our family does, yeah. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, but we always make sure that we're free, so we might have a lot of homework that night, but we still make sure that we might try and get it done early so we can make time to do that.
And to elaborate on what he just said, that homeless shelter is the same place that we donated the backpacks. And so we'd formed a connection with those kids. We'd gotten to know them. So just to have them, like, know that it was us and that we're helping them, that just made us feel really good.
And they know that your hearts are there, and they mm-hmm. are. Your heart is all wrapped around helping them, and they can feel that. They can. That's an energy. We all have that, an energy, and they can feel that. And
yes.
And that feeds them with love.
I do. I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And I think one of the important things that we've learned is by doing something good for these kids who may not have a lot of good in their life, they may see trauma that we can't even imagine, or they may have so little, that by doing something good, that might change their attitude when they go to school. So instead of feeling angry or upset when they walk into school the first day and they don't have the backpack and they feel less than, now they feel good. So maybe they'll be a little nicer to somebody else, and it can just keep passing along. And especially a lot of the kids are little, very little, who are at this particular shelter that we stay at. And so this might be all they've known. And so now for them to see that somebody really cares about them, and for their moms to see that. Mm. And one of the things we hear a lot, and maybe the boys can speak to this, is some of the agencies that we give the backpacks to when we drop them off, a church in particular that we gave to this summer, they allowed the moms to come and get the backpacks and take the backpacks home and give them to their children as a present.
Wow.
And that mom may have never been able to really give their child something new and something that special. So it didn't say it came from Backpacks for New Beginnings. It came from the mom. And that gives me chills as a mom to think, to be able to do that for your kid and have your kid, you know, smile and look at you and say, thanks, you know, you gave this to me. So that, I think, is really special, because it's not only the kids who are benefiting that way, then it's the parents who get to do something special for them. And I think that happens a lot. A lot of the agencies are very good about allowing the parents to give the gift.
Mm.
And that, you know, just creates another nice cycle of then the parent feels good, and the relationship between the child and parent might feel a little better and stronger. And so it's a nice step.
Right. And that's the whole key. What you're doing, Heather, is what, with your family, you're creating this foundation that just keeps rippling and helping each person and that person and that person, and just continues from the kids to the parents to the whole family, mm-hmm. to the agencies, to the whole state, to the whole world, that love is being held. And I hope you realize that, boys. What you're doing is so profound and so huge for the rest of the world. Well, we need to take our break. And for everyone out there, we are Kids for Love Project and Radio Show. We have co-hosts here right in the station, Jackson and Tristan Kelly, who are founders of their Backpacks for New Beginnings, right here in the Boston area. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information.
It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Debra Bove, trained and certified by world-renowned...
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Debra Bove, and you're listening to the Kids for Love Project and radio show. And just to remind everyone, it will be every first Saturday at 2 p.m. usually, or 5 p.m., so you'll have to check our site to keep up on everything. And go right on dreamvision7radio.com. You'll see all our other hosts. Dr. Bernie Siegel is one of our glorious hosts, and he's all about the kids. He's been excited to see what this Kids for Love project will, how it will unfold and flower. So do that, and then you can... like us right on Facebook. It's Dream Vision 7 Radio. And please go on Kids for Love Project and Radio Show. That those are the words for the Facebook, and like our page as well. And we are with both Tristan and Jackson Kelly, who are the founders of Backpacks for New Beginnings. And they started it in 2009 when they were just 8 and 10. And to date, they have raised enough money to fill and purchase, or purchase and then fill, 2,500 backpacks. Anyone out there, we would love to. The whole purpose of the show is inspiring and celebrating kids like our co-host today, but also to inspire you out there, the listener, whether you're 6 years old, whether you're 10 years old or 14, everyone can do something in their neighborhood. They can help a senior citizen that maybe live on the same street. You can help someone that's looking for a dog. All these things, it doesn't have to be anything humongous, but what happens is when you start something, we've been talking to our little ones about collecting socks. When we live in Rehoboth, and they have a fund there during Christmas time, kids that are writing little notes aren't writing in for a smartphone or any. They're writing in saying they need underwear, they need socks. And so it's small things that are making a difference. And we want you to call in, ask Tristan and Jackson questions on what you can do to start your own giving. So our numbers here at 1510 AM is 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. And toll free is 866-338-9663. One more time, 866-338-9663. Chris is in the house, and he will answer the phone for you. And you'll automatically be in a drawing. And you don't have to be on live radio to be in the drawing. You can call Chris and leave your name and number. But we'd love to have you talk to the boys here. For them, if you would like to give a donation, there's a donate box right on Facebook. And it's facebook.com, naturally, with a / backpack for new beginnings. You can give a donation today, next week, next year. And it can be $5, it can be $10, or it can be much more than that. And really, you'd be helping them. And I'm so impressed with you boys, even going to the different places and spending time, you know, with all the, not even some, you spend a lot of time with the
homeless shelter. Yeah.
Thank you. Homeless shelter. But you've also talked about going to hospitals and the Shriners and different things of that sort. So how has it, you know, seeing the faces, how does that make you feel? Does it give you fuel to do more? Or do you feel overwhelmed that you're doing plenty as it is?
Sorry, no. No, it definitely doesn't make us feel overwhelmed. I think after seeing that, it definitely drives us to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And then even on like a Saturday morning, if we need to go get stuff and we might not want to, if you think about the kids and how happy they are, and then you also think how much they're counting on us, these organizations, and how much they really need us. So that's what really drives us to keep going, as well as how good it makes us feel, though.
Mm-hmm. Good. And now, Tristan, if someone's out there, and maybe they're 8 years old and they want to do something, what would you suggest? What is, like, the first step?
The first step is finding something that you can relate to. That's how we got started. And just finding out what people need and what they want. And then you're going to have to find what you can do to help them. And no matter how big or how small the thing that you do is, it's going to have an effect on that kid's life, and maybe then he'll go help someone, and it's going to have a ripple effect, and maybe it's going to touch many more people than the one person you thought you were going to help.
Right. And now, even before you did these backpacks, you were doing things for people helping out. What do you remember some of the things you did? Because you were young.
I remember a good amount of the things we did. We mainly would donate money or toys, something like that. But we really wanted to do something we could relate to, and that's how we came up with the idea for the backpacks.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel being the older brother? Now you're 14, and are you the director of all this now?
I like to think so, but I don't know. Mom and Dad try and regulate it, make sure. No, but we all do different things. So, I mean, I think being older, I think I do more of, like, the expenses and the bookkeeping. But, I mean, I think we both definitely do our fair share of work.
Okay.
They do. They're both very involved. And it takes a lot of time because we do all the shopping, so we have to go to the different stores. We buy in bulk, and then we bring it home. Our living room looks like a warehouse all summer. And then we just, you know, spend the time stuffing the backpacks, as Tristan alluded to, stuffing pencil cases before they go into the backpacks. And then loading the car, driving to the different agencies. It's a lot of time. And they both, I think, contribute pretty equally. But Jackson has taken on the Excel spreadsheet, making him keep track of donations and expenses and all of that type of stuff so that we make sure every penny of what we receive goes out. So 100% of all donations is used. Nothing, our family funds, any stamps or any, federal registration fees or state registration fees or anything like that. So 100% of what they receive, they spend. And I think that's pretty important. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's good to know. Well, we have a caller, Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. Have you had a chance to listen to the show?
Yeah.
And we have Tristan here, and we also have Jackson. Did you have a question, or did you want to share something?
I think it's really cool what they're doing, and I think they should keep going.
Can you speak up a little louder?
I think they've been doing really good, and I think they should keep going doing what they're doing.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for calling in. And
thank you so much.
Thank you, yes. Thank you. That's awesome.
We really appreciate the feedback.
All right. So did you go on the Dream Vision site and see all the information about the boys and backpacks for New Beginnings?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does it make you feel like you want to do something as well?
Yeah.
Good, good. Do you have any questions or anything else?
Not really. I think that they are really amazing of what they're doing, and they should keep going. I really am, like, happy for them, and yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank
you,
Adrian.
Thank you again.
All right, you take good care, and thank you for calling into the show.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay. You have one supporter already. Okay, again, I want to give out the phone numbers at 617-237-1234 and toll-free 866- 338-9663. And Heather, Tristan and Jackson's mom, is here. So if there's a mom out there listening to the show and you have a question for Heather, please do give us a call as well. Okay. I also want to mention that this show will be heard on our station, DreamVision7Radio.com, this coming Wednesday, and every Wednesday, the Kids for Love show and project will be aired on our station, which is syndicated with others. And if you're wondering how to do that, you just go online, DreamVision7Radio.com. And you can also go on iTunes and just put in the same thing, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, download it to your phones, and you're good to go. So, and then it'll be archived as well. So, is there something on your mind, Jackson, that you might want to share that we haven't covered as of yet?
I can just share a couple quotes that we received or
yes,
feedback.
Please do.
So we got a letter from the Casherly House. We donated backpacks there, and all the kids sent us back a letter with a little note on it. So some of the things they said, thank you for the cool backpack. Thank you so much for the good backpack and help. Thank you for the awesome bag. But that stuff really shows us how much it means to them and how big of a difference we're making in their lives, which really makes us feel good.
Yes, for sure. Do you have any other quotes you want to share?
Yeah.
We've got like less than a minute, and we're going to be going on to our next break.
So the principal of one of the Boston public schools, she said, your donation ensures that every one of our students enters school in September with the tools they need to have a successful year. I think that really embraces what our message is and what we're really trying to do for kids.
Right. So it's just all about love, really. It's a big circle of love, in essence, the way I see it. And you're part of it. I mean, that's the whole, my whole purpose in life is knowing what love is and finding out what it is and then teaching it and inspiring others. And you guys already get it. So that's so exciting.
Thank you so much.
We're off to another break, everyone. Don't go away. We have more with both Tristan and Jackson Kelly. And Heather's here for any moms to call in. And other kids would love to hear from you right here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Deborah, and this is the Dream Vision 7 broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. And again, the show will be heard every Wednesday on DreamVision7radio.com. And we're with the boys. I feel like we're family all together now. And yes. We're talking with Jackson and Tristan Kelly, their mom, Heather, who just warmed my heart thinking that when they had their family, they were going to instill this into their little ones. And here they are giving away 2,500 filled backpacks. Now, I wanted to ask you, the director of all, that there are agencies out there that are now reaching out to you saying how many bags they need.
Yeah, so at the beginning, the agencies really didn't know who we were, so we would reach out to them and ask, do you need backpacks? And we'd deliver them backpacks. This year, we actually had the Family Services of Greater Boston. They reached out to us and asked for backpacks. We normally ask them how many, and we're usually able to give them that many, so they're on like 150. And like 2,000 backpacks. But I mean, it's really enlightening to see there's just 2,000 kids just from the one agency in the Boston area who need help or who need backpacks and school supplies. You would never think that.
Right. Just from one agency. Yeah. So that's why any kids out there, any moms and dads that want to give a donation to the Boys Backpacks for New Beginnings, they can go on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/backpacks with an S, for New Beginnings, and there's a donate button. You can also get in touch with them by emailing, and it's bp4nb@aol.com. I'm going to spell it B as in boy, P as in play, 4 as a number, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, at AOL.com. You can email them, ask them questions, and I'm sure that they would be glad to help. I also wanted to put out there for the show itself, go on our Facebook, the Kids for Love Project and Radio Show Facebook page, and post questions there. You can post questions to the boys here. You can post questions for the future co-hosts that we have. And if you have certain questions, we can actually answer them right on live radio. So it's up to you. I'm going to give out the phone numbers one more time because we still have about 9 minutes left that you can call in and talk with the boys. The number here, 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Now, Tristan, have you boys thought about what the future looks like? Do you have a goal or what the future brings?
I don't think we have any set goal. I think our goal is to fulfill the need as it comes to us as best as we can. I think that for the future, our plan would be to pass the torch on to our sister and bring her into this. And I also think that we're going to want to stick with it and continue to build on what we started.
Yes, and your sister's 3 years old and you're thinking about that. That is amazing. And so I wanted to ask you, have you thought about what you'd like to do, go to college, what you'd like to focus on? And have you any ideas as well, Jackson, of where you're drawn to?
Well, I think as we grow older, I think we definitely want to try and keep this in our lives. I mean, I think our lives are going to get busier. We have families. But I think we definitely want to try and keep doing community service and helping other people who are less fortunate than us. Because I think it's really been an important part of how we've been raised and what our who we are as a person.
And do you feel as though when you start having your families that you're going to instill that within your children?
Yes, definitely. I think we definitely try to do that and teach them the values of helping others and really just how good it feels to do that.
I definitely agree with that. And just to build on what he said before the break, he'd been giving some quotes out from the principal of a Boston Public School and from the Casterly House kids who we received a letter from. And I also have two other quotes right here. One's from the CEO of Family Services of Greater Boston, and he said that some of our youngest clients, who are school-age kids, would not be school-ready if not for your generosity. And I think that really is really important to us to get that feedback, but also to realize that there are kids who's going out there, and this is a need that we need to fulfill. So I think that's one of our driving forces. And we also have a quote from the general manager of Home Sweet Sim, who said that your backpack donations really make a difference in the lives of these homeless kids. They can fit in and be proud of their new backpack on the first day of school. And I think that really sums it all up about just changing their lives and touching these kids and making them feel better about themselves and raising their self-esteem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in these last, few minutes that we have, do you have any words of, you've already filled the hour with wisdom, but do you have any words for the kids out there?
Yeah, I would say definitely just to start small and find something that you're really attached to and to pick something that you can relate to and you enjoy. And I think that's really what you need to do. Because for the backpacks, we really relate to them every day. And it's really an important part of our lives going to school. And I think that really helps us to understand how essential it is and how big of a difference we're making. So I think just trying to start with something like that.
Mm. Very good. Do you have anything to add, Tristan?
No, I think he said it well, that you just have to go for your goals and that starting small is the way to go, and it will explode into something big if you put enough time and effort into it.
Right. I am just filled with love and pride for the two of you and your mom for all that that you are and all that you've done. And I know that, you know, you guys are going to go on to even more things as you go on. Who knows? You may be a Stephen, you know, a Steve Jobs, creating something. You don't know. Anything's possible. So, Heather, being the mom, what would you like to leave the listeners with?
Well, first, I'd like to say just thank you for having the boys on. This has been a real honor for them.
And yes, thank you.
And we appreciate the opportunity to talk about the charity. As you said, every donation, no matter how small, makes a difference. So if we can donate one more backpack this year or two more backpacks this year, those are, you know, two kids we can help. So thank you for the opportunity. And I just think the boys said it well. I think starting small, when we started this, the goal was 25 backpacks one summer just to help 25 kids to do something. And who would have thought that, you know, they'd be where they are now? And they've submitted a 501c3 application with the IRS, so they're hoping to get the official tax-exempt status, which will allow them to reach out to corporations and get larger donations. So I think as a parent, sometimes it seems overwhelming. You don't know where to start. But just start small and see where it goes. And we try to let the kids drive and direct what they want to do and how much they want to do. But every little bit helps, whatever it is, whether it's donating to a food pantry or, as you said, collecting socks. Even the littlest kids can understand that and can ask their friends and neighbors and say, you know, I'm collecting socks, I'm collecting toothbrushes, and then go deliver it. So I think that's my message, is just as a mom, if you teach your kids now and you start when they're really young, then you hope that they'll continue it on in their life, pass it on to your grandkids, and it'll just keep going.
Right, right. And it's really why we're here on Earth, is to come together, humanity coming together, helping each other, community coming together. And and you already have that instilled within you. So I'm honored to have you. I really am. And I thank you all for coming. And we have, do you have any more things that you can read? Because we still have like maybe 2 minutes.
I think we've summed it up pretty well. I think Jackson might want to add something. Jackson, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I guess I can just go quickly through the process of how we do it. So at the beginning of the summer, we write a letter and we send it out to the family and to our family and friends asking for a donation. And then we also raise money outside of our local supermarket and Walgreens. And we raise money there. But then we hunt for the best prices, and we buy in bulk so we can get really good deals. And that enables us to donate the most backpacks possible, which is what we want to do. And then so we buy all those backpacks and school supplies, and we stuff them at our house and deliver them to all the different agencies.
Beautifully said. And that's good to know, because you're not in a warehouse doing it.
No,
you're
yeah.
doing all this in your home.
Yep.
You're carrying it out. Like you said earlier, even your three-year-old sister is carrying them out to the car. And then your mom and dad are delivering them using their gas to get to these different places.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into it. But again, it's a choice, like your mom said. It's a choice of doing it. It's a choice of how much you want to do. And for everyone out there, just in this last minute, please contact the boys, Jackson and Tristan Kelly. You can send a donation to them right at their address. It's Backpacks for New Beginnings, 61 Wren Street, Wren like the bird, W-R-E-N, West Roxbury, Massachusetts, 02132. That's 61 Wren Street, West Roxbury, 02132. Their email is B as in boy, P as in play, 4 as the number, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, at AOL.com. And go on their Facebook, like their page, ask them questions. It's facebook.com/backpacksfornewbeginnings. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Until the next time, we'll have some other kids that are making a difference. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to come here right into the station and be part of this new project.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.